This is a very special day for blessings, but every day is a special day for Christ's blessing. It's a phenomena so filled with love and spirit that we have no idea what can be healed, improved, directed to resolution, or even brought into view as an opportunity through His blessing. We call you to the altar of this possibility, each in your own way, according to your relationship with God, according to your beliefs. We impose no doctrine, no limitations for your belief, and all people are welcome to receive His blessing, just as He came to the earth for all people. So we share His love, His energy, and His gift freely to all. And we ask that you enjoy this time of connection, for you're not only connecting with Yeshua, the same as Jesus Christ, except that His original historical name was Yeshua ben Joseph, Yehoshua ben Joseph, shortened to Yeshua. This is what the apostles and the family and all of His personal friends called Him. It really wasn't for almost 1,200 years that we didn't have the name Jesus. That was created by the clerics and the scribes creating the new Bibles in England. And that's how that name came about. Now, I love the name Jesus because I grew up with it. And I think that whatever name we have loved our friends by is often the name we choose to continue. Even if we found out their name was really actually Bill or Sarah, we would call them by the name we love. So whatever name you choose to use is fine by me. I use the name Yeshua because I clarified the issue when I was having my conversations with Him, and I just really loved the sound and the feeling of His name. It resonated with my heart. It filled me with greater love than the name Jesus that had come to be, for me, associated more with religious doctrine and preaching from the pulpit and people who were not as loving as I would have thought He would be, or perhaps more judgmental than I would expect Him to be. And so I've come to be extremely fond of the name Yeshua, and I think you can hear it in my voice. So thereby we have that. But for you, if Christ says it all, then by all means refer to Christ. If Jesus says it all, then by all means use the name of Jesus. And with that opening, I would really like to invite some members of our community to share and express their benefits from the blessing or questions about it, or if anyone has a special request. We're always open for special requests as we begin these calls. And we do have two people on the call, one from Toronto, and you're on. Hi.
Hello, Glenda. It's Helen from New Zealand.
Oh, really? You show up on my call board on Toronto.
Yeah, no. It's
amazing.
Or is New Zealand anyway. And my question is that it appears to me that despite all of the blessings and the work that so many groups around the world do to try to help humanity and our Mother Earth heal and shift more into the light, it appears to me from all of the natural disasters and the wars and things that are happening that we could actually be doing a better job than we're doing now. And I wondered if you could give us some advice on what would be the most positively impactful techniques or prayers we could do to really do the work that's needed to be done to get us off the edge of the cliff.
This is exactly why Yeshua introduced the blessing protocol for us to use, because it is the protocol most connected with the energies of the earth and most aligned with the distribution of spirit and energy and consciousness within our being and within the collective of the human race, as well as our relationship to all of the animals of the earth. And this is the best thing you could do is to tell people about the blessing call. It's free. There's no agenda other than to help make life and experience a better one. There is no doctrine that limits anyone's belief from participating. And then those who are blessing givers, they are offering this daily. As people know more about this, they can ask for blessings. And one thing I have noticed is that you don't have to ask a blessing giver. Just ask God. Ask Yeshua in your prayer. And just say, I know that you are offering blessings to the earth. Please include me in your blessing. Tell people they can do that. There is no one more concerned about the earth and its healing than Yeshua is.
Mm-hmm.
Just get on his distribution line.
Yeah.
Which we all are, but we're not all tuned into it. This is the key. It's just like there are satellite signals all around us, but if we don't have the right contact number or the right signal connection, we won't feed into it. And this is why he has called blessing givers to be those contact points. But through prayer, we can each become a contact point. It's very important to pray, and not necessarily pray with words, but to establish a moment in your day, in everyone's day, where we feel the presence of God. We may see God in the presence of a forest we're walking through, by the seashore, or just walking downtown through a crowd of people. And we need to marvel that with all these complexities in the earth, it isn't worse than it is. In other words, put your focus on a glass half full, and then put your focus on how you can fill it more. We get more of what we focus on. I think it's quite amazing that with all the potential for war, a major disaster internationally, such as World War III, has not erupted. I think it's amazing with all of the planetary shifting and the solar flares and all of the thermal heating of the earth, we haven't had more climate and planetary challenges. Express your gratitude in the form of expectation. Gratitude and expectation is a wonderful way to pray. Because it says, I got it. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to the next delivery.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Very good. Very good. Okay. And we have a caller from area code 321. And you're on.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Good, good, good. A question just about the Master's name.
Yes.
In case of Yeshua, on Roman numeral page 15, it's got like a signature.
Yes.
In Hebrew letters, is that the Master's signature?
No, it's just a handwritten spelling of his name, which shows the way it might have looked had he made a signature.
I was trying to read what those letters are. Do you know what the Hebrew letters are? It looks like Yad, Hey, Washin, Ayin, something like that.
Something like that. I don't have it in front of me, and actually I don't have the correct pronunciation. This is taken out of a Hebrew Bible.
All right.
Okay?
That was it.
I just wanted to give a touch of authenticity and allow people to see what it could have actually looked like. It is universally 100% agreed that he walked on the earth by the name of Yeshua. The only controversy, and it's not really an intense controversy because it has no particular significance, is whether it was spelled with a Y or a J. The Aramaic use of his name or spelling of his name would have indicated that it would have been a J, which would be consistent with Jehovah and other names of God that began with a J. On the other hand, the Hebrew spelling would indicate that it would have begun with a Y. And since his name was given to Joseph in Hebrew, those who are very classical particular scholars maintain that it had to start with a Y. But in its common usage, in Aramaic, which is the way, which is the language he spoke in, it would have been a J. So that's kind of a trivial controversy. But the pronunciation would have been identical. Okay, thanks for helping me clarify that, and I hope it helps. Personally, I find a lot of love and power in just saying his name. It's so soft, it's so sweet, it's so rich with love. So for that reason, I use it. Is there anyone else who would like to ask for a blessing or make a comment at this time or just come on the call? We have time always in the beginning. And, yes, I do see there are others. Hello. And we have a caller from 413. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Heidi calling. And
hello.
Hi. Glenda, I think you answered this before, but I think I seem to forget, so I'm going to ask you again. I have moments where I feel clarity and connection and freedom, and then other moments where I go right back into the habit of being bound from things from the past. And I just wonder what Yeshua would tell me to do as the best practice to stay in that freedom from, oh, all the stuff that he would encourage, and you would encourage me not to identify and let go, and just let go of.
Yes, I did. Well, Heidi, part of it just comes with a package of living. We dove into life much like we would dive into a swimming pool, a lake, or an ocean, and we agreed to live with the marine life in the water and to encounter perhaps unfinished business from the past, if not our own past, then perhaps the human past, and to help tie up the loose ends and finish off some of the negative. So part of what you're talking about is no different than getting up in the day and going to work. Okay? The important thing is to have an end of the day in which we rejoice in life, in which we have pleasure, in which we have quiet time and private time, to have a time of peace and rest and reconnection with our soul, with our spirit, with our joy of life, and to wake up healthy and happy and ready to dive back into a day of work.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so I think sometimes it's all in the way we look at these things. Because what I've noticed is the minute we start resisting the problems in life or the challenges in life or the unfinished business, it grows. And then it becomes out of proportion.
Yeah.
And as it becomes out of proportion, unfortunately, we're less able to deal with it. We're less able to do the work we came to do. So, again, we get back to my comment for the first caller, and that is pray with gratitude, with satisfaction, expectation, release, and knowing that we are partnering, even in the most challenging circumstances, with God, who also wants this business wrapped up.
Yeah, and maybe it's grieving might just be part of it. And
exactly. Breathing, meditating, taking a break and doing something joyful.
Oh, I actually said grieving, but that's okay, right?
Yes, it is okay.
Yeah.
Grieving can definitely be, grieving is a very powerful release.
Okay.
It's cleansing, and sometimes we need to do that.
Alrighty. Well, Yeshua will keep guiding me, and I'll keep thanking him. Well, thank you. Thanks for
absolutely. Being. And you are in our online course, are you not?
Yes, I am. Yes,
well, you're going to get more information today in your course.
Oh, how fun.
Okay. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have a caller from pardon me, area code 978. You're on.
Yeah, hi. Hi. My name's Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Gloucester, Mass. So I appreciate I'm new to this, to actually your book, even though I realize it's been out for a long time. And so I just thought I would check in and you know, experience this. So I would like to ask a special request. For the first time in, I don't know, 30 years, without a job currently, although I still have income from my previous job. But I'm in a transition period, and I'm reconnecting with the spirit, which I've been doing pretty intensively over the last couple of months. It's something that I was very involved in before, but somehow, you know, went by the wayside over time, with family and work and things like that. Anyway, so I'm looking to decide what, or to, let's say, have some kind of inspiration and intuition about what's the next step for me. So that's what I'd like to ask.
We will hold that for you, Doug. And, as you, open to the energy of Christ and the Holy Spirit, that love and energy will find its way through your person and your being and expose for you possibilities you probably didn't know existed, and possibly heal and complete old issues that need to be left behind. And then you will find more doors opening for you. So we pray that that happens.
I believe that, so.
And thank you for joining us.
Yep.
We have another caller from area code 281. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Kathy.
Hello.
Hello. Before I start my question, I always jump right in with my question. I sure want to tell you thank you. I just appreciate you so much.
You're welcome.
Just knowing that you're here and listening to your advice and your information that you give us every Sunday, it's just a major part of my life, and I just really appreciate you.
Well, I'm so glad. Thank you. That makes me feel really good. Kathy, I think I accidentally clicked you off. Can you sign back in, and I will pull you on. I'm going to go ahead and take one other caller while I'm waiting for you, and I do apologize for that. I was cleaning up my call board to make room for other people, and we do have an anonymous call from Cecilia. Hi, Cecilia. You're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Hi. I had a quick comment and a question, and my comment was just, I wanted to share with you that at sunset yesterday, on a bluff overlooking the ocean in a rose garden, there's this gazebo, and I was able to do the blessing at sunset, facing the west and the ocean, and then after I was done, I was able to just sit in the rose garden, and it was such an amazing experience, and I just wanted to thank you for teaching me the blessing and all the work that you do, and just how appreciative I am every time I do the blessing. But this blessing was extra special, and I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you, Cecilia.
Thank you. Yes.
For the rest of you, Cecilia is one of our long-term blessing givers. I think you came to the first seminar, didn't you?
Yes, the first and the third.
And the third, that's right. That's right. Okay, and it's so glad. It's so great to hear from you.
Yes, and thank you. And I also wanted to just ask a quick question. I know you've spoken about it before, so I don't want you to take too much time, but I have some deer ticks and black widows in my backyard, and I want to love them away, and I need your advice how to do this, because the ticks are biting my dogs, and I'm afraid about the, you know, the spread of Lyme disease and stuff like that, and
yeah.
I've actually been pretty anxious about it, but I know you have talked before about, and in Love Without End, about becoming one with them and using love So if maybe you could give me some advice, I'd appreciate it.
Can I take that up as a subject next time? Because
yes.
We're getting a little late in our call, and that's something I can't answer in one or two sentences.
You're right. Yeah.
You are in the webinar, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
You didn't do that one this time. Okay. Because we're actually going to address that very subject today. So I'll bring it back into our session next time. But what you can do is just intend them away.
Okay.
Use the power of intent to intend them away. Yesterday, I was swatting a bee, and he hadn't actually tried to sting me. It was a little honeybee, and I just was shooing him and saying, go away, go away. And I think he interpreted as playing with him, and he got a little too close, and I said, stop that right now. And he flew away.
Okay.
The power of intent is enormous. And if you will direct the power of intent toward these things you wish to have an impact on, you will see and you combine that with love. Sometimes love isn't enough by itself because love can be interpreted as an attraction force. So you have to put a vector on it. You know, I was very intent not to harm that bee, but I was tired of him. He was bugging me, literally. And I said, go away. And I put a vector on my love. So do that. I think you'll.
Okay. Thank you, Glenda. I will have a stern talking to them today with love.
And now we're back to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Sorry about that.
Okay. That's okay, Glenda. You might want to wait to take my call for another time, too, to answer my call, because I have a question about angels. And a friend of mine and I were discussing a problem that I was having, and she had suggested calling upon the angels for help. And I always feel like whenever I have a problem or any trouble, I just go straight to Yeshua. And I just wondering, you know, I know the angels are on hand to help us if we ask them, and I just was wondering, in a way I felt like I was, I don't know, being untrue to Yeshua if I was going to ask an angel for help, but if they're there to help me, I was just wondering about that.
Oh, well, you know, actually, that's a very good question, and I think it's an everybody question because I think we all have spiritual guides and human guides, and we wonder, well, who should we ask for help? Personally, I think the highest person on the organization board is the one you go to for help. I don't ever shoot lower than the top. Personally.
Okay.
And I do that for very, very practical reasons as well as reasons for respect. But you also have to understand that Yeshua is not offended if you ask for human help or angelic help or spiritual guidance, because it's part of the ordination of human condition that we do have free will and that we create around us our own self-sustaining support system. And it's very important that we do that, that we are responsible in our life, and that we develop an awareness of angels. For a long period of time, I painted angels, and I painted people's personal angels to help them go into better communication. But I never once suggested or recommended that Yeshua be replaced with angelic guidance. It's just that they are part of our life. Why not say hello?
Okay.
You never know who might have the beneficial help for you. And I think it always is a good way to do life, to have as many friends as you can.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. You know, I'm a pretty practical sort of gal, and that may be why Yeshua came to talk to me, because he was the ultimate loving pragmatist. So thanks, Kathy. That's great.
Okay, thank you, Glenda.
Be done for today?
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful blessing. And I think we've got time for at least one more call. I'm going to take a caller from area code 209. And Sharon, you hang on. Hopefully we'll have time for you too. So area code 209, you're on.
Hi,
hello.
Sandra.
Hi.
Glenda, I just had a real quick question. I had a problem on the blessing giver's side. It was a technical problem. Who do I call now to get help?
Candace, same as ever.
Okay.
Our office number has not changed.
Oh, all right. All right, good. Thank you. That's all I needed. Appreciate
it. We're still located in Sedona, same place, same number, except for the fact that our church is located in Aransas Pass.
Okay.
Okay. I wanted to keep Candace. She wanted to stay, and so we kept the office there.
Oh,
it was a matter of renting a space no matter what or where, so why not? Thank you for bringing that up, because other people might have had the same question.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye. And Sharon, you are on. Hi.
Oh, hi. I had to unmute myself. How are you, Glenda?
Doing great. Thank you.
Great. Hey, I just wanted to address the other, was it Kathy's issue with angels? I just wanted to say that I've encountered people that are actually here on this planet that have chosen to have bodies, and it's just, it's such a spiritual undertaking when you can go to the highest places, and, you know, after Yeshua and God and the Sacred Mother, and you know, it's interesting because I think that when you're asking for angels, I feel like they suddenly appear in your life, whether they be in a book or whether they be in person, and you answered the question very well, that still from my standpoint of view, that, you know, when you ask for it, it'll come to you, and there's reasons why they appear in your life.
Exactly, and thanks for giving us that little extra bump on the comment. And you're right, but we are right. You know, it's true about everything. You need to ask, because the law of non-interference really does prevail over human life, because we have been given free will and we have been ordained each to be a child of God with our own sphere of responsibility and consciousness and purpose and dedication and duty on this earth. And most especially, the angels are shy. If you don't say, at least say hello, you'll probably never see them. So I think it's really good to open our larger realm of community, which is universal and not just human. I think it's important to have friends that are in the animal kingdom, in the plant kingdom even in the mineral kingdom, to have friends and awareness and contact points. There are places on this earth I love more than others, that I have a sense of community and connection with more than others. And sometimes just to travel in my mind to those places is a healing experience. So, yes, it is said in the scriptures, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be opened. And that's most especially true with the tender, fragile, and shy community of angels that are here to watch over us. So that's a good extra thought. And now we're going to turn our attention to the blessing for the day. And since I have a feeling, based on the calls I'm looking at, that we have a lot of new people coming in for the first time, let me just cover the protocol briefly. What you will do is just be seated in your chair comfortably. Don't try to be in any managed position, whether yoga or something else you've learned. Just be in a comfortable position seated. Just make sure no body parts are crossed, your legs are not crossed, your arms are not crossed, and your feet are on the floor or the ground with no covering on them. So that you may make the best possible contact with the earth. We will be drawing up a lot of magnetic energy and contacting a lot of magnetic attraction through our feet. And so as we do that, uh, as we do that, we can actually receive a more powerful signal from on high, whether it be from God the Father, the Holy Spirit, Yeshua, or even your angels or Mother Mary. And in your prayer, you can cast your attention upon that connection which you're most seeking. However, the blessing is conducted by Christ, which is why we call it Christ's blessing. It travels energetically, as all things in this physical universe do. Even thoughts inside the universe are energetic. Even feelings inside the universe are energetic. And so it is conveyed as a special energetic flow from the top of your head through the bottom of your feet into the earth, back up through your body, out through your head into the energetic field around you, and then again back and forth for about 3 minutes. This energy will find the places in your body or your life that need healing, that need opening, that need releasing, or that you need further opportunity and attraction of outside influences to fill, such as opportunities you need, friends you need, connections you need, ideas you need, finances you need, and so on. And what you will do in your prayer, for 3 minutes, you will pray, and your prayer will provide the contact points to direct this energy as it flows through you. Once the blessing has been complete, the energetic conveyance of the blessing, you will go and rest and just receive. Be a receiver and assimilate this energy. Be very, very careful to just rest in silence. I prefer lying down. You can rest in your chair if you're in a place where lying down is not possible. But be extremely comfortable and just allow yourself to melt in the chair if you're there. Preferably, you'll just be in bed. You might even fall asleep, which is totally fine. You are not to think. Thinking returns you to the cerebral world of polarity and polar opposites and limitation. Striving, scarcity, and what you don't have. Just be in a receiving mode, accepting everything that has been given. In the days ahead, it will become more and more part of your life. You might notice special inclinations that are different. Follow them. You might have special connections that are new just for you. Answer them. Special inspirations. Look deeper into them. Let this assimilation provide what it will for you, and then come back and receive again next week. It's all here for you. It's all here for you to receive. I will open the blessing with an invocation to Yeshua. Then the blessing givers who wish to join me will do so, and they and I will celebrate the conveyance of the blessing. Around the world, we literally have blessing givers on every continent, and many of them are connected in this call. So it will be a highly focused and powerful blessing that can bring miracles and revelations and solutions into your life. And we ask for the very best always for each one of you. Let us begin. Be in your places. Blessing givers, join me. And I will open with an invocation to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for all that you give us every day without asking. And we thank you that you give us the opportunity to ask and to express gratitude and acknowledgement and readiness to receive, that you may direct to us more particularly that which can benefit our lives with healing, with opportunity, with release, with growth, and becoming all that we can be. We thank you for being the link between us and God the Father, being the link between us in the smaller sphere of our earth and the entire cosmos of possibility. We ask you for being the link between our life of challenge and the pure life of our heart, between the love that we experience in the world and the greater unconditional love of heavenly and divine possibility. We thank you for being here with us today and conveying your blessings through us, and we ask that the blessings you flow through us may extend to all those we love and touch in this life and in this world. Amen. the energetic conveyance of your blessing is complete. Now go rest, assimilate, and allow it to nourish you now and throughout the next week and forever. Thank you for joining us, and I look forward to being with you again. Bye-bye for now.